Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Mace is here. Ireland is here as well. Johnny, can you hear us loud and clear?
Yes, sir.
Outstanding. Outstanding. So it's official, guys.
It's official. Not exactly a dead cold shocker. We were ready for the thing.
No.
No reason to wait.
No. I mean, it felt like this was coming for a while, and certainly since the end of the season it was coming. So I guess it's now what, right? You've already seen the J.J. Redick rumors, the Ty Lue rumors.
Yeah.
Is there anybody at the top of the list?
I think the Redick thing is interesting. Because LeBron is doing that podcast with him, and it's a very wonky basketball podcast that you've got to be really hardcore to get. But JJ clearly knows his stuff and also aligns philosophically in terms of X's and O's on the floor with LeBron because they discuss it all the time.
And relationshipally, if that's a word.
Yeah. But Mace,
is that a word?
I just made it
relationshipy.
It's in the dictionary.
Relationshipally?
I've seen it.
Yes.
I've seen it. But Mace, do we really know anything?
We know a lot.
Think about that.
I'm going to reveal a lot during today's show.
Think about that.
I will be using that breaking news sounder all the time, every time I get a new piece of information from somebody inside the organization.
You said you think J.J. Redick, because he's doing this podcast with LeBron James, and I'm sure that they're two basketball minds. But we have no idea how J.J. Redick would be as a coach. We have no idea. There's no history there. There's no literally. It would be the first time he's ever done. Not right or wrong, but you wouldn't be shocked if we're sitting here a year from now and the Lakers are out of the playoffs and J.J. Redick was the head coach of the Lakers. We just have no idea what to expect. I don't have an emotion towards it, because how can we if he's never been a coach?
Whoever they hire has got to last 2 years. You have to last at least 2 years.
Well, they can get two. Kind of two is okay.
Median, right? Squeeze 2 years out of somebody.
2 years seems to be the median. This is kind of the last archetype of coach that they haven't tried of late. They've tried the guy that's been around the league a while, whether that's D'Antoni or Vogel.
Yep.
They tried the hot assistant, Luke, who'd been around some very successful guys, Darvin, fresh off of a championship team. They tried the familiar face in Byron Scott. They've had all of these different but the recently retired player who's never done it before, they haven't kicked those tires yet. John.
And it might be the thing that makes the most sense. I used to always say, and Mason will back me up on this, that L.A. as a market is not a starter job. In other words, like, your first job can't be in L.A. But I've been proven wrong time and time again. Dave Roberts, first job, L.A. Sean McVay, first job, L.A. And Steve Kerr had no coaching experience. Jason Kidd had no coaching experience. And
Pat Riley.
Right. So I'm now dropping my old mantra that this isn't a starter job. I'm kind of thinking, why not? Like you guys said, you've tried everything else. Why not try that?
It's the one thing they haven't tried.
McVay didn't have expectations when he came, right? He's coming off of a Jeff Fisher year. They were bad.
They were really bad.
4-12, right, and they shouldn't have won 4.
My point is that he had never, ever been a head coach. Dave Roberts had never, ever been a manager.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer, I used to say, go earn your stripes somewhere else so we're getting somebody with some type of level of experience. But particularly in the NBA, it just doesn't seem to matter. Steve Kerr had never been a head coach at any level.
He's in a front office.
Right, but it kind of a failed front office in Phoenix. And he got two offers that year. Phil Jackson offered him the Knicks job, and Joe Lacob offered him the Warriors job. And because his daughter was attending school in Northern California, he said, and he liked the roster a little better, he said, I'll go to the Warriors. And, of course, the rest is history. Jason Kidd's probably going to knock the Clippers out tonight. And the more I think about the Ty Lue thing, I just can't get my head to a place, and I'm curious what you guys think, where Steve Ballmer, with a year left on his deal, does anything to help the Lakers. I don't think Ty Lue's real. Do you guys?
Well, I... With a year left on the deal, that's Steve Ballmer doesn't actually care, right? Year left on the deal.
If he can pay it or buy it out or whatever.
But my point is, if he fires Ty, right. the he Lakers comes to will the Lakers. Snap him right up.
For sure. But if he's got 1 year left on his deal, correct?
Yeah. Right. So he's under contract.
Right. So he's under contract for one more year. But if Steve Ballmer goes to Ty Lue and says, look, we want to redo this. We want to extend you.
Right.
And he's like not interested. At that point, don't you have to move on anyway? Because the whole lame duck coach.
Right.
Right. But if you do, since you have him under contract, then the Lakers would have to give up an asset to get him. If I'm Ballmer, I don't just let – I mean,
they need that for Trae Young.
Yeah, they need it for Trae.
Well, they need to keep all their assets if they can. But, so I don't think the Ty Lue thing is likely. Do any of you?
Maybe I'm just more hopeful than likely.
I frankly think they're going into the new building with Ty Lue as the head coach.
I do too.
Yeah.
What's the timeline on this? The draft is next month. So you got to have a coach before the draft, right?
No, you don't.
Nope. You don't think so?
No, they hired Byron, I think, in August. The Rob Pelinka makes the draft picks.
And technically,
you don't want to consult with the head
LeBron
coach at all?
Doesn't have to make a decision until the 29th of June, right?
Right. And Trav, the reason they didn't hire Ty Lue the last time around is because they told Ty,
the assistants,
we're picking your assistants. Mm-hmm. And we're giving you a 3-year deal, not a 5-year deal, like every other championship coach was getting. And Ty said, not interested. And so if they do that again, then they're probably going to have to get somebody with no experience.
Yeah, wait till Christmas.
Okay. This idea of this is, we're going to give you 3, not 5. We're going to pick your assistants, not you. And all these edicts that were put, you know, this is how it's going to be. Or if you want it, if right. not, then you can go somewhere else. Is that all still the same way? Because
let me do this in the interest of fairness.
Yeah,
that's how Frank Vogel was hired. You were picking your assistants, and you get a 3-year deal.
Okay. Right.
When Frank was fired, Darvin was allowed. Darvin got a 4-year deal, which was more standard than what was going around, and he was allowed to hire his own staff.
Okay.
So maybe they learned from that and said, okay, we've got to give the coach some leeway. But I don't know which way they'll go on this. I don't know if Rob and Kurt and all the people making these decisions will go back to what they did with Frank and say, we're picking the assistants, we're setting the terms of the deal, and we're going to give you a deal that's tied to LeBron. In other words, if LeBron has a 2-year extension coming
up with that,
maybe the coach only gets 2 years.
I was just going to say, is this hire exclusively tied to however long you continue your relationship with LeBron James?
It has to be.
I want somebody that LeBron likes, but also the person that I can continue to have post LeBron, because I can't turn this over every 24 months.
Well, wait a minute, Trav. They do turn it over every 24 months. They've been doing it for 10 years.
That's what I mean. Like, don't you want to stop that at some point?
I can tell you with Darvin, they wanted him to win. They wanted him to win his way into the job. And whoever they hire next, they're going to want him to win his way into the job. But I think what the Lakers have proven over the last 10 years is win or you're fired. Right?
Yes. No question.
Frank Vogel won.
Yeah, but
then
Frank
he went
Vogel
33-45.
We've gone back on the Frank Vogel thing.
It's the Russell Westbrook trade.
We don't really get it. The Russell Westbrook thing tanked Frank Vogel, and he went down in flames.
And Frank Vogel did not select.
No, he did not say Russell Westbrook.
Nobody's a bigger Frank Vogel fan than me. He's like my favorite guy. But if I would have told you, take Frank out of it. If I would have told you the Laker coach with LeBron and AD is going to win 33 of 82 games, regardless of his name, does that guy survive?
If you saddled that guy with a third guy with LeBron and AD who was the absolute wrong person and he had nothing to do with the acquisition, yeah, I think he probably should survive.
And if you cleaned out the roster in order to acquire him and had to get all...
And you're stuck with him for a period of time.
Yes.
Like there is no off-ramp at this, or at least not in the short term. You had to wait a whole nother calendar for it to go by.
That's just the problem, right? It's just... It's almost like 2 years panic, 2 years panic, 2 years panic. Like, there is no...
Isn't it simple?
But they
simply
do that with a roster too, John.
Yeah, isn't it simply you've got whoever they hire. Let's say they hire John Smith. Doesn't John Smith, when he takes the job, know, I've got 2 years to get this moving in the right direction. If I don't, I've seen this movie and I know how it ends.
I believe that would be the assumption if you're taking.
Why would it not be?
Yeah, well, I mean, they've got a track record. Hey, can we do? We're going to do a lot of this.
I got a quick question for John, real quick. John,
we're going to do it all.
Yeah, we're
going to.
Yeah, yeah.
Every bullet we have is right now.
You're shooting. Yeah.
You mentioned that you're in Idaho for a good portion of the summer, right?
Right.
Do you go fishing when you're there?
No.
You don't.
God, I love fishing.
Do you, Mason?
I love fishing. I grew up fishing. It was my favorite thing. We fish for steelhead trout. We fish for perch. We fish.
Okay, when's the last time you fished?
Oh, it's been since we had a place. I had a place on Lake Erie for a few years, and we used to fish all the time.
Trying to get Slee to go fishing this weekend. He's up at Lake Arrowhead.
It is boring as hell.
Oh my God, it's so peaceful out there. And then you have that moment where it's like out of nowhere, bam.
If you went fishing and you didn't catch a thing, you still have a good day?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I love John what he's saying. First, what you're
John,
saying.
John, you're a little too
literally
restless to enjoy fishing.
Polar opposites.
You could not
exactly.
be more opposite.
Exactly.
Yeah, I would pay you to not go fishing.
So I've told this. We
made
so
$40 this week.
Where I grew up was a big fishing town. Okay. So they have a run of fish called the walleye. Have you ever heard of walleye?
I know. I've heard it. I don't know what it is.
Okay. So what happens is all the walleye come in.
Is it an eating fish? Can you eat a walleye?
Yeah. Oh, okay. They're fantastic. Okay. So all the walleye come in down the Maumee River, right? Mm-hmm. And everybody's fishing in the Maumee River because they spawn. Then they go back out to the lake. So what we did was we tagged a walleye. And this was the $1 million walleye. And we released it into Lake Erie. And we had an insurance policy to cover anybody. If somebody would have caught this tagged walleye, they would have won $1 million.
What?
And the insurance company banked against
it. That's genius.
Did anyone ever find the fish?
Nobody ever found the fish.
It's in the belly of a larger fish.
How long did listeners have to catch the walleye, the tagged walleye?
Well, you had walleye season. So it was like March, April was walleye season.
More than a weekend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You had a couple of months.
I've been fishing twice in my life, and I didn't enjoy it either time.
Really?
But I want to enjoy it.
Yeah,
sit on the boat or on the dock with a beer.
I don't mind it. I just.
Do you ever do the fly fishing? The one, river runs
through. John, you should do that. You're up in fly fishing country.
Well, I'm not today. Today, I'm in the South Bay today because I'm going to Beach Life tonight. Have you guys ever been to Beach Life?
No, what's that?
No, big music fest, right?
Yeah, it's a giant music festival. It's been around for about 3-4 years. So tonight at. I got to be there at 5, which is why I'm doing the show from home. But Seal opens for Sting tonight in Redondo Beach.
That's good.
You should fish off the Redondo Beach pier while you listen to the music.
Good show.
I would rather literally play beach volleyball against professionals than go fishing.
Let me ask you one thing before you guys leave. So I was listening today about texting, and Jorge said something about Laura. Texting, being a bad texter.
Overly active, I think.
Overly active.
Yeah, this just happened.
Throwing
this
random stuff out there. Now, Laura, Jorge is gone, but how do you feel about the accusation that you're a total rando texter?
Totally didn't know he said that.
Yeah,
Jorge,
it's a big
Jorge
thing
came
today.
After
yeah.
you.
By the way,
there's
I don't
Jorge.
Agree
He's
with
in
that.
There. Yeah, Jorge
He's
came after
also...
you.
Oh, well, I can't do that. I actually like your mom. So,
this runs deep.
Oh, I've known this fool for like 16 years, and I don't know how the hell
she was going. She was heading for SOB territory and stopped herself.
I was like, let me stop. First of all, I think I'm a great person to be in a group text with.
I agree.
And, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm a big Laura Romo in the group text
fan.
I've
never had any problem with her.
I've never
had. Jorge
apparently only Jorge.
Jorge's got a, man, there's some beef here. Jorge and Laura.
The worst group texter on our show is Mason because he'll go in these periods of darkness.
Correct.
Where he'll just like turn off his phone for 12 hours.
That's healthy.
So here's
That's
the thing.
Good.
I don't text or use a computer after 8 p.m. This is the new law of my house.
That's not a bad rule.
Yeah.
But you're not. I will get a text from you occasionally.
Sometimes during the show.
Sometimes during the show. Occasionally not during the show. And I'm always like, oh, a Mason text. It feels like a little treat. You
see, they
disappear for
they're
a while.
Rare. That makes them special.
That's right.
Yeah.
Scarcity is what matters the most.
Yes, it is.
Super Crosstalks brought to you by In-N-Out. In-N-Out. That's what a hamburger is all about.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
By the way, I heard Jay Moore in that little open by Morales, and he's a big good afternoon guy, that's for sure.
Jay listens every day.
Randomly, good afternoon.
To every answer. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Did not win Game of Games, but it was fun to have him. We'll have him back for
sure. You did, though.
That's right. I won.
Yeah.
That's a very rare occasion.
Not anymore. You've been good last 6 months.
Yeah, I am better. You're right. Thank you. Thank you for noticing that. Yesterday was leg day, Ireland. I am telling you. You need
some ice spot.
I am having trouble walking. It was so rough yesterday.
Well, you knew what you signed up for. If you get through this first month, you work through the soreness, then you'll be good.
Yeah, this is week four. Week four.
I think by rolling next week, you'll be less sore.
5 nights a week. Seriously.
You're off on the weekends?
Yeah, I take the weekends off.
Shouldn't the soreness go away after the second time you work out?
Usually it's
the second day, and then you no longer get sore.
Let me speak from experience.
Mine normally takes like 2-3 weeks.
Let me speak from experience. No.
No. You're still sore now.
Correct.
That's good.
Less sore than I was last leg day, but still sore because I'm in the middle of this body transformation. So.
Right.
And I'm in my summer shred.
When are we supposed to be able to tell?
I'll tell you. I actually noticed a difference already.
That's the question.
I noticed. I got shoulders. I got.
When you look in the mirror, what do you see?
I see someone
like
who's trying really hard. A lot of effort is what I see. So it finally happened, Ireland. We knew it was going to happen. Darvin Ham, no longer head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers, and you know Darvin. You worked with Darvin. It's a hard business, right?
Yeah, it's a brutal day for those of us who got to know this coaching staff because they're really likable guys, and it's not just the head coach that gets fired; it's everybody. They always say you'll be allowed to interview with the new coach to keep your job, but these guys are all tied to each other, so
sure.
It's more than likely we're going to get a whole new coaching staff, which is really hard because especially some of the younger coaches, you know, this is a great opportunity for them, and it's their chance to get into the league, and now they're out of the league.
Right.
And Darvin isn't likely to get hired for another job, for another opening coming off of this, so all those guys are left to scramble, so I feel very bad for those guys. But looking forward, we know this is the drill. If you don't win as the Laker coach, I think Darvin was 90-74, but you're kind of judged by how you do in the postseason, that they're going to blow you out. And so now we're back to looking for somebody.
Right.
And I'm hearing all the names that are being thrown around. I'll just give you some thoughts on the names that are being speculated on.
Is Phil Handy in that group, or would he be staying with whoever comes in?
Phil might stay. Yeah, he's survived a couple of different coaches.
Right.
So Phil is more kind of on his own island. But I keep hearing Mike Budenholzer.
Yeah.
That one would be weird
because
Darvin is one of his best friends, and Darvin ran a lot of Mike's stuff.
Right.
So it would be a weird transition.
Same guy.
To bring in a guy that's super close with the guy you just fired, wouldn't it?
Now, is he the one guy who is available who has also won a championship? Are there any other coaches that have won championships not working right now?
Well,
or would like to work?
You hope Ty Lue's gone after tonight.
Yeah, but I'm not. Greg, are you buying the Ty Lue thing that the Clippers are going to part ways with Ty Lue? Because I'm not.
I mean, I am. How long has he been there? He's been there at least 6 years.
5 years, right? I think.
Five, 6 years. Yes.
Well, he was an. I would have to look because he was an assistant under Doc, and then they promoted him to head coach.
If he had done exactly the same thing for the Lakers, he'd have been fired.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
With those two guys, and this year they have a whole bunch of dudes. So if yes, I do think that he should be fired and come over to the Lakers. But because
right. But why would the Clippers do that? Why would the Clippers help the
us.
Lakers?
Same old story for them. Because why else? What else is he going to bring to this team? I mean, he can't help with health, obviously. But
right.
The fact of the matter is, they haven't done anything. Did they make a conference finals with Kawhi?
Yes.
One conference finals.
So, but have not sniffed the or not gotten to the finals. Obviously, haven't won the finals. It at some point you need a different voice in the room, kind of like Dave Roberts. Why we wanted Dave Roberts out after doing so well. You need to get there and win.
Let me ask you about a couple of names here, John. Okay. Kenny Atkinson, who's an assistant at Golden State.
Solid choice. My understanding is that he got blown out in Brooklyn because of Kyrie.
Mm.
You know, Kyrie kind of beats to his own drum and
yep.
spins. And, you know, they ran off Steve Nash and Atkinson got run off. And so that was a kind of similar to what we have. That
so
was
you
a,
think never got a fair shot?
Yeah, I like Kenny Atkinson. I'd be excited if he got the gig.
How about Terry Stotts?
Interesting.
Former head coach, three teams, Atlanta, Milwaukee, Portland.
Never went to a finals with any of them.
Record, career record, 402 and 318 with Portland.
Right, with Dame. He was Dame's coach.
They went to the playoffs 8 consecutive times with the Blazers.
Right, he's a George Karl disciple, Terry Stotts.
I love George Karl.
Well-liked. Could never get over the hump. I don't know if, but okay. So let me say this, Mace, with all these names we're throwing out.
Yes.
What we need to figure out is how much authority are they going to empower the coach with?
History.
Is it going to be like when they hired Frank Vogel and it's, we're hiring your assistants, you're getting a 3-year deal tied to LeBron, take it or leave it. If that's it, they probably get a lower profile name.
Did they pick Darvin Ham's assistants also?
No. Darvin was allowed to pick his own assistants.
Okay. So I am a big believer in find the right people, put them in place, and let them do their jobs.
But you've also said before on the show that you like the idea of a council of elders.
Well,
like,
here's the thing, though.
I do.
I don't know why a new coach wouldn't want a former head coach to be on the bench with him.
Can I tell you why?
Yeah.
Being just dead honest?
Yeah.
If you look at most people, most head coaches that are allowed to hire their own assistants, mm-hmm. they will very rarely ever hire someone who could replace them if they go on a losing
yep.
streak.
100%.
If, for example, the big knock on Luke Walton was that he wouldn't hire somebody, and finally the compromise was Brian Shaw.
Right.
And Brian Shaw came in and was his veteran assistant. Darvin had Chris Gent, who had never been a head coach but was a really solid veteran assistant. But what you're talking about is like, go get Jeff Van Gundy.
Right.
By the way, I'm
of the belief Jeff Van Gundy's never going to coach again. But
I'm saying, what if you could get him, like Boston hired him as right. a coaching consultant.
Consultant, right.
You know, what you're talking about is have a lot of ex-head coaches around. Like, go back and go maybe call Lionel Hollins.
Sure.
Maybe, call Terry. Ask Terry Stotts to be an assistant.
Yeah.
Ask Budenholzer to be an assistant.
Well, look, if it were somebody like J.J. Redick, I would imagine his instinct would be find somebody who's done this and done this successfully.
So
hope.
So think about who J.J. has played for throughout his career, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Started in Orlando. Could he bring Stan Van Gundy as his lead assistant? What'd you think of that idea?
It's a great idea.
Okay. Then JJ was in Philly, okay, where I think Doc was his coach. And so most of Doc's coaches now, his guys, Ty Lue, Tom Thibodeau, all have head coaching jobs.
Right.
But there are – you've got to study – like, here's a crazy one. Just an insane idea. You pay Coach K to be J.J. Redick's lead assistant, like Larry Brown did for years.
I'm not buying on that.
Okay. What
Again,
about
we
neither.
Talked about we talked about no NBA experience yesterday, jumping from college to the
right.
NBA. Look, you want somebody. Ideally, you want somebody who can do this job for the next decade. That's probably not
the difference.
Mike Krzyzewski.
The difference with Coach K, though, is that he coached the U.S. team.
Yeah, that's true.
So and he has a relationship with LeBron.
Yeah, right. That does spin it a little different.
He's actually coached these guys, so he knows how to coach.
And,
them.
Of course, Mace, he coached J.J. Redick for 3 years in college.
Right.
So then that – like, Roy Williams is sitting out there. You know, college coach, but still, like, veteran guy, big name. You could – there's a whole bunch of guys – like, Larry Brown's too old. So is Hubie Brown. But, like, somebody like that you could call, and they might come do it. You never know.
Right, right.
Consultant like Jeff Van Gundy up
right.
in Boston.
Sure,
that's
sure.
fine.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be in the end, I mean, LeBron's going to pick the coach. It's who LeBron wants to play for.
If he opts in.
By the way, all indications are he's going to opt
know,
in. We have no reason to believe he's going to opt out. But I
know.
Ultimately,
so is it out of the question that LeBron – goes to bat for J.J. Redick.
Yep.
They hire J.J. Redick.
Mm-hmm.
And then both LeBron and J.J. Redick fly to North Carolina and beg Coach K to be the lead assistant and just say, look, we're going to overpay you. We just need you for 2 years. You're going to coach LeBron and AD, and you're going to help one of your former pupils, J.J. Redick, make it in this business. I think it's
him.
A long shot.
But not a terrible scenario.
Right. But if, you know, if, Greg, if you got a play-by-play job and I was out of work and you called me and said, hey, will you come be a consultant for this play-by-play package? I would consider it so you would succeed. I don't know if Coach K would even take that phone call, but it's something. You
so
know.
You're saying because he has a relationship with J.J., he would and say, okay,
LeBron.
I'm going to go help
Could.
J.J.
And
LeBron.
With LeBron.
Yeah.
As a consultant, but do you want him on the bench with him behind
Well, I think that would
him?
Be left up to him.
Right.
Right, because that's the whole situation that you're talking about with not hiring a coach that could take your job, because if they're
right.
if he's doing poorly, they can be like, just give Coach K the job. That could very well happen.
Yeah.
And keep in mind that Rob Pelinka played for Michigan, and he was you know, adjacent to the Fab Five, and he knows all those guys too, all the whole world of Michigan. So, you know, anybody who ever came through Michigan at any one point could be on this list, too.
Yeah. All right. So we'll be all over that for you today. Ireland have got another mission. I've got so many stories on the proverbial page here. I want to try to race through as many of them as we possibly can. But we'll start with Pat Beverly.
I want to see how much of a suspension you would give him.
Yeah.
For that.
Yeah. I think a suspension is coming.
We'll talk about
What's that?
There's two things.
Oh, right.
Pat
the
Beth.
Other thing, yeah, too.
One's a lot worse than the other, but we'll get into it.
We'll do that coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right. You heard Mason talking about how he's on a workout kick and he's sore. That's why he has an IceBod Active compression shirt. If you lift heavy equipment or you deliver heavy boxes, or if you work in an office all day and sit in a chair and you get up and your back hurts, you got to try this wearable cryotherapy from IceBod Active. If you play tennis, soccer, pickleball, golf, basketball, you're a runner, you have sore knees or shins, you got to try this stuff. They make compression shirts and pants with slots that slide in ice cold gel packs. They call them flex pods. It's a smarter, easier way to ice. And if you benefit from cryotherapy or if you just benefit from icing, this is much quicker, much easier. And you just keep this shirt in the freezer and throw it on whenever you need it. Or if your legs are bothering you, you do the pants and you're all set. The only way you can get these IceBod Active compression shirts or pants is to go to the IceBod Active website. IceBodActive.com. IceBodActive.com. If you go to that site, you'll see James Worthy. He's one of the owners of the company. You'll see a testimonial from a doctor, and you'll see all sorts of your questions being answered on the site. Here's the best part. Full money-back guarantee if you don't like it, and they have free shipping. So you have nothing to lose by trying IceBod Active. Check it out today. IceBod Active, IceBodActive.com.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help.
For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Tonight, it appears, we don't know the circumstances, but it certainly appears he crossed the line.
Oh, he hit that lady in the head?
Throws a ball in the stands.
Hit that, and then he hit that
ball
lady
back, and he fires it back.
Oh, he gone. He gonna get suspended.
Yeah.
He hit that lady in the head.
That'll be next.
Obviously, he was trying to hit that guy. It don't matter who he was trying to hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't hit no lady, ever.
Yeah.
And then
you can't throw a ball at a fan in the
I understand that. Jeez. But you're like, listen, I've done stupid stuff, and I got criticized. That's just wrong. He going to get suspended for that. And that's going to be a good one, too, because he didn't do it once.
That's going to be a good one, too. Now, last night, in case you missed it.
Ridiculous.
Patrick Beverly threw a ball twice.
Hard.
Twice. Once tried to hit a guy, kicked it back out, then threw it and drilled this lady in the head. Now, this is absolutely a suspension. Obviously, it's going to have to be next year because the series is over. But the question is, how long is a suspension like that going to be?
All right, so I've been thinking a lot about this ever since I saw it. I saw somebody this morning, I'm trying to remember who it was, say you got to suspend him for a year.
A year?
Because it was that bad. I would not do that.
Okay.
Pat Beverly played for us for a little while, and full disclosure, I liked him. He runs on tilt all the time. That's how he got into the league, is that he's always on the edge. And a lot like Draymond, he doesn't have the suspension history that Draymond does, but both those guys, what makes them good is that they both run on tilt.
Right.
You cannot do what he did one time, let alone two, and it was all caught on camera.
Yep.
Ja Morant, who was a multiple-time offender, got 25 games last year at the start of the season for waving that gun on Instagram
yep.
Live. I would give Pat Bev 20 games to start next season. Do you think that's too light or too heavy?
Too light.
Too light.
What would you give him?
Too light. I'd give him half the season.
You'd do 41 games.
41 games.
Greg, how about you?
So 41 games sounds about right, but also if I was an NBA franchise, I just wouldn't sign him. I wouldn't sign him at all anymore. After everything that he's doing, and I'm sure we're going to get to it in a minute.
Yeah, we'll get to the other thing
is another reason why I would not sign him also. He's just a too much of a loose cannon like you're talking about. I don't want him on any team anymore.
And by the way, when we had him, the idea of Pat Beverly is better than Pat Beverly.
Right, he's not very good.
He's really not a good player.
Yeah, you know
he does have an attitude, and he does irritate and agitate and all
right,
that
that's
stuff.
It.
He is an irritant. You just said it. So he's a pest. You want him on your team because when he's not on your team, he's the guy that's sticking his finger in your ear all the time.
Yeah.
You know? But so 41 games. Greg, you're okay with that?
Yeah, 41. I'm fine with that.
This is your rule. This is the pool. What's on the court is on the
right.
court. What's in the stands
but my,
is in the
but
stands.
My rule is also always fine them rather than suspend them if you can.
But
now, this one, you can't get away with just a fine. It's too egregious.
Is it better or worse than going into fan and punching someone in the face? A ball in the face without you knowing it's coming could be worse and more damaging.
All right, so here's this might be a dumb question, but could that fan
sue him
for assault?
Yes, 100%.
Absolutely.
I would. If I was her, I'd sue. And I don't know who's responsible, by the way. I think in that case, you're suing him personally, the franchise, and the NBA.
The Bucks have had to apologize for a lot.
Yeah, I mean, don't you think you sue all three?
Well, a good lawyer
get
will.
A good lawyer, they
well,
will.
Well, yeah, we'll sue everybody. But
and I
right,
think
so I would give
warranted.
Him I would give him 20. You guys would give him 41. Laura, what would you give him?
Just because of that and other things, I would probably give him like more. So like 50.
Laura's going to up us to 50.
Yeah, 50, 55. Yeah,
well, I can't remember. It might have been Rick Bucher, but I'm not 100% sure. Somebody like that's in the league came out today and said, you have to suspend him for a whole year. You can't tolerate this in any way. The punishment has to be
so bad that no one else will even think about doing something like this.
How long was Ron Artest's? Was
73 games.
73 games. Yeah. So I think,
but he went into the stands and right. beat a fan up.
Again, this is basically the same thing as going into the.
Yeah, he weaponized the basketball right. and hit some lady in a face. In the face.
And he went after two separate people, got the ball back, and did it again.
Right. Now, Greg, you mentioned the second thing.
It's so bad.
So let's just
such a bad look.
Let's describe it. Actually, we have the sound of it. So a veteran ESPN producer by the name of Melinda Adams, after the game, was interviewing or attempting to interview Patrick.
It was
Patrick.
A scrum, and she just had her microphone.
She had her microphone. Listen to the way this went down.
Here.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Yeah. Before I finish.
Yeah. You subscribe to my pod?
Do I subscribe to you? I do not subscribe.
So you can't interview me then? No disrespect.
Well, Jamal is here.
You subscribe? Okay, cool. Yeah. That's cool.
Again, there were a couple times.
Okay, so he blew off Melinda Adams, who was, you know, a reporter, producer, who's doing her job.
Yeah, there's more
at the end.
Oh, the more? You want to hear the more?
He literally kicked her off.
Okay, here.
Here.
Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. Yeah. Before I finish. Yeah. You subscribe to my pod?
Do I subscribe to you? I do not subscribe.
So you can't interview me then?
Okay,
no disrespect.
Well, Jamal is here.
You subscribe? Okay, cool. Yeah. That's cool.
Again, there were a couple times within a bucket or two. In previous games, y'all have been able to kind of get over that hump or maybe. Was it anything they did in particular, or was it just one of those where the bucket didn't go down, there wasn't the stop, they made one? What kind of prevented that you all from being able to get over, kind of like you have in the past?
You move that mic, please, or just get out the circle, please, for me, please, ma'am. If you're not subscribed to my pod, I appreciate that. Thank you.
What the hell is going on?
That's ridiculous.
He didn't ask any of the men if they subscribe to his pod.
Mace.
Yeah.
I think we should do this from now on.
Yeah, I'm in favor of, but I know it's coming. I'm in favor.
2 o'clock call of the day. Yeah. We ask the person if they subscribe to the Culture Pop podcast.
That's the only way they get on.
If they say yes, then we take the call. If you say no, sorry.
I'm all for it.
What do you think?
I think it's a great tactic for me.
I'm not answering the phone calls today.
No, Greg, how about this?
Don't be putting me in the hot seat, the girl out of all
people. No, Greg, I got one for you too.
Yeah.
After Mason asks if they subscribe to the Culture Pop podcast, you say, "Do you subscribe to the Blue Review?"
Oh,
boom! Parker just told me that in my ear.
and then if they say no, hang up on them.
Yeah, so, I don't really like making light of this. This is pretty terrible what
bad.
He did.
Well, it's bad. Yeah, it's really. I mean, I don't know why he didn't ask any of the dudes in the scrum if they subscribe to his pod. And
it's not even just about that she's a woman. I mean, yes, that aggravates the situation, but the way that he came about and was like, "Dude, okay, you asked her. She said no. She said someone's here, and you still decided to say." Get out of here.
Yeah.
She's doing her job.
And there's been some fallout, too. Mike McCarthy from Front Office Sports just announced about an hour ago. Patrick Beverley has been banned from future guest appearances on ESPN shows after that. So there's fallout.
Yeah.
The woman in question, what was her name?
Melinda Adams. She's a veteran ESPN producer.
She has tweeted that Pat Bev called her today and apologized, and she accepted the apology. So I don't know if that makes a difference. But
well, no, you should absolutely apologize.
No, but I still think he's going to get suspended for the other thing.
Yeah.
Does this require punishment as well?
Well, I mean, in the case of, ESPN,
or
obviously
an apology enough.
ESPN obviously has banned him from ESPN, which is interesting.
He went viral. I think that's why he apologized.
Yeah, and I think everybody saw it. It did go viral.
I just want to know why all the other people in that scrum didn't stand up for her. That was a perfect opportunity to be like, whoa, that's enough. And then
that's
we're
a
walking
good question.
Away.
Greg?
Yep.
I don't know why media doesn't do that all the time.
They should.
For example, apparently Kawhi Leonard makes the Clippers media wait like till after he gets treatment for like an hour and a half after every game. What would happen if they just stopped going?
He'd be happy.
Right, but then the Clippers would suffer. I just think that the point you're making that media needs to stick together, I completely agree with. If I would have been in that scrum, I would have said to him, why are you just singling out her?
Right.
I don't subscribe to your podcast. You want me to leave? And if he did say, yeah, I want you to leave, I would say, why? I'd make it go viral.
Right.
But
that's the right thing to
now,
do.
Now, is this like, I mean, I guess you kind of roll it all into one really, really awful night for an NBA player, and you suspend him
for
the whole
season
damn
ended.
Night. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You suspend him for all of it. And part of it certainly is the way he treated this.
You guys may
be
right.
Damage.
He may get half a season when you combine all this stuff.
Yeah, you kind of roll it all into one.
I have a question for you guys, because I had the same question and thought process that Greg and you guys had, like why nobody stuck up for her. But again, everybody's there to do a job. So if another reporter, you know, pops off,
yep.
to say it lightly, can their employer now be like, yo, you can't do that? Because they're also representing a company when they're there. So, like, how much does that play into them not speaking up for her? Not that they don't want to.
Or if I, you know, ESPN, if they wanted to, right. if they wanted to be strong, but they won't do it.
Well, they stopped bringing him on for appearances.
No, but they would come out next year and say, you know, we, as a show of solidarity with our reporter, we're not covering the Milwaukee Bucks for the first two games of the season. We're not going to show highlights. We're not going to go in their locker room. We're not doing
I don't know. You got a responsibility to present the news if you're ESPN. You can't not put the score on the scoreboard.
So you just let your reporter twist in the wind?
Well, she's apologized. He's apologized. She's accepted his apology. It was a terrible moment. But I don't think you can punish the entire Milwaukee Bucks franchise for what stupid Pat Bev did.
Right, and Pat Bev is probably not going to be there next year either.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I don't know if he's under contract or what, but...
I mean, he's played for, what, 14, 15 years already? He's 35. He's not going to go. He bounces around team to team all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
He's probably close to done, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how long... How long will they wait to issue the suspension, Ireland?
There's no hurry. There is no hurry because he's out. I think it'll come out at some point during the playoffs, but not today.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think that they'll take some time.
All right, coming up next, we're going to spin the wheel of questions. Also, what is a Twitter interaction circle? And I discovered my actual date of death, John.
Really?
I know exactly when I'm a goner.
See, I wouldn't want to know.
I have no.
I know exactly.
No,
I did it too.
Exactly.
Yeah, I did
Laura,
it too.
You know your data.
Yeah.
So we'll do that coming up. In the meantime, you know, I love my partnership with the Southern California Hyundai dealers, and I drive an Elantra, which I love. First thing I did when I signed up with Southern California Hyundai dealers, went out and got an Elantra. Next level tech and safety features Hyundai cars and SUVs give you the confidence to boldly journey wherever life takes you. Advantages include available class exclusive digital key and available remote smart parking assist. And because the road ahead should be as worry-free as possible, you get complimentary maintenance for 3 years or 36,000 miles plus 10 years of America's best warranty. It's your journey. Own every mile in a brand new Hyundai. Learn more about Hyundai's award-winning lineup and warranty at buyhyundai.com or see your SoCal Hyundai dealer today. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, here we go. Laura, what do you got?
All right, guys. So I came across a friend's IG story yesterday that caught my attention. She posted a picture of a handwritten note that said, "Sorry I spilled my coffee on your car by accident. Here's $5 towards your car wash, Sorry. My friend was shocked that someone would actually do that and also mentioned her car wasn't squeaky clean, so she didn't understand it, but she was thankful.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know, if you splashed the coffee accidentally on a stranger's car, would you have done the same or just kept walking?
It depends. If it's like a white car and I put a big stain on it, I might do something. But if it's a black car and you can't see it and it's just dirty, then I'm keeping walking.
I think the polite thing is to wipe it off regardless. I would probably be that guy. The guy that takes the extra minute to be polite and to be considerate. I screwed up. I don't want the guy with the car to pay for it.
So what do you do when the alarm goes off as soon as you touch the car?
Yeah. You run.
Yes, that still happens.
Yeah.
Does that? My alarm never goes off.
Well,
mine has
car?
To get bumped.
Thanks for telling everybody.
Yeah, no, my alarm does not go. So I guess if the alarm goes off, that's you want to avoid it. I just think there's always a politeness factor
karma.
That goes into everything. And karma, like, for example, if I see a piece of garbage on the floor in the parking garage, I will pick it up and put it in the garbage because I want the good karma that goes along with that. Cleaning up. If somebody doesn't clean up after themselves, then I can jump in and help out.
That's good. Yes, I would do something about it. I'd probably be like Mace and actually try and wipe it up. I'm not leaving money, though. I don't carry cash, and I'm not leaving a credit card. There's no way to actually
leave
money
for me.
Hit me
up on my Venmo?
Yeah, like put a note like that. Yeah. And then they send you like a $500 Venmo. Yeah, or like Mason where he gets $99.99 all the time.
$99.99 from Russia.
So, no, I'm not doing that. Yeah. I will leave a note and say sorry and try and wipe it off.
Brian?
I feel like it really depends here. Two factors. Mm-hmm. If I'm like coming out of the store and I'm in a good mood kind of deal, you know, feeling bright, yeah, I'll do it. But also, if I'm in a bad mood and I look around, nobody sees it, I'm just going to keep on walking.
Oh, all right.
You're that guy.
So here's a harder one. You're backing out of a parking lot. Let's say you're
not
like,
doing that one.
This has happened to me.
That's happened to me too.
All right. And you bump a car, but the car is a beater. It's got tons of dents, old, but you clearly just added a dent to the collection. Do you leave a note?
So I was in this position last year. When I went to acupuncture, I parked in this lot, and there was a true beater in the lot, and I was parked next to the beater. And so I was pulling out, and I nicked the car, and even though it's a beater, I left a note. And here's the weird thing. The guy said, well, how much do you... I called him, or he called me and said, so how much do you want to pay? And I said, well, I don't know. Is it like maybe $200? He's fine. Bring me the cash. And then I brought $200 cash to this guy. He wasn't even going to fix the beater. He just wanted the money.
Right. Absolutely.
And yeah, that happened to me once. I was in a Starbucks, and I backed into this girl, and I put a very small dent in her car. I said, she was in the car. And I said, here's my information if you want to get it repaired. And she calls me a couple of days later, and she says, okay, it's $3,500. And this dent was about the size of a quarter.
Right.
And I went, okay, I'm going to have to go to insurance. If it's $3,500, she goes, well, what would you be willing to pay me without insurance?
Mm-hmm.
I said, $1,000. She goes, I'll take it.
Yep.
And I know she never got it fixed. But still, it was probably a $200 dent, and I paid $1,000 just to get it to go away.
Exactly. Laura?
All right. So this happened to me twice. Once I did hit like an old school beater, and I was leaving a note, and my brother took it off. He said, you can't tell, because it was like a big, big like van, and I had a little car. It was more damage to my car. So that one happened. The next one, I was like super young, like 19 years old, backed up into a dude's car. He so happened to be working like right there. He was like a valet guy, and his car was there, and he goes, oh my god, you hit my car. And I was like, oh, how much do you want? Like, I'll fix it. It wasn't like a new car. And he goes, $5,000. And I'm like, dude, I don't even think your car is worth $5,000, let alone I'm not paying for that. Long story short, he took $500.
$500.
Yeah.
So if they're not around and this happens to me, it's like you're
saying,
it's a beater and no one sees it.
Yeah.
Just me. I'm busting my ass out of there.
Oh, see that?
You're a bad guy.
No, he's not a bad guy.
You are a bad guy.
No, Greg, I think most people would handle it exactly that way.
Gone.
That's bad karma, not good karma.
It is bad karma. You're a bad guy.
Wait, the car's a beater, you guys.
I know, but still, if you hit somebody's car, you have to leave a note. You have to. Whether it's a beater or it's a brand new
Beamer. What if it looks like a demolition derby car? It's got like 40 dents.
You still leave a note. Sorry, I just added one.
You gotta leave a note, man.
Sorry. They won't even notice. What are you talking about? They're not even going to notice
right.
that there's
something
there. I'm
totally with
Bergman.
Yeah,
you know what's worse? when you're in your car and somebody opens their door and hits you
circle.
They don't even say sorry. They just like look at you and close the door. I'm like, damn.
See, that's just part of doing business. The little dings on the door, that just
goes along. You're in the car and they ding it while you're in the car and don't even say sorry.
Yeah, that's weird.
I'm going to guess Brian. Breaking news, but I'm going to guess Brian will also get his ass out of there.
I have, and yes, I have.
No one's
breaking
around
news.
To see it.
Brian also bad karma. All right, John, this is the latest from Woj, ESPN sources. Clippers planning to pursue a coaching extension for Ty Lue. So cross him off the list.
Yeah, I had a feeling. Well, Greg, you can't outbid Ballmer.
No,
he's got all the money in the world.
Is there any chance that Ty Lue doesn't want to come back?
Well, think about this. You'd be working for the richest owner in a brand new building with a stacked roster. If you go to the Lakers, you get to coach LeBron and AD. It's ultimately the heritage franchise in the NBA, but the last five or six coaches have been 2 years and out.
Right.
So it's
a better situation.
If you're looking for security, I think that he can get security with the Clippers.
Right, right.
It's probably better for him.
But, I mean, and I say that, Darvin's still going to get paid. They're going to pay him the last 2 years of his contract. It's just, it's a hard job because
what
if
happens
you don't
if he
win,
takes
you
another
get fired,
job, John?
Then that money offsets it. So let's say Darvin gets the, let's say Phoenix fires Frank Vogel and hires Darvin.
Yep.
Whatever he was making with the Lakers, he's making $4 million a year with the Lakers. If he's making $3 million with Phoenix, the Lakers only have to pay him $1 million. The money offsets. That's an all standard coaching.
Isn't that an incentive to not work at all?
Of course.
Well, John did it.
Right, John. Yeah. Well, John. It was only 6 months, but being on the beach is a really
best
cool
six
thing.
Months of my life. I think I'm excited for Darvin. He's gonna make $8 million to do nothing for the next 2 years.
Does he golf? Will you go golfing with him?
I've never golfed with him.
Maybe you can now.
Yeah, I'll ask him. I don't know.
New York paid me 6 months.
Wasn't that the greatest 6 months of your life?
Oh, my God. It was freaking awesome.
You didn't work
after? No, it didn't work. No, they bought me out of the second, after a year and a half, they bought me out of the rest of the deal.
It's a great 6 months.
Oh, it's a great 6 months. I wouldn't have bought me out. I would have kept me. Personally, I would have kept me.
But then you wouldn't be here.
Correct. Then it wouldn't have all worked out.
Sliding doors,
all
man.
The stars aligned. All right, coming up next for you, we've all got our official date of death.
Can you tell me how I can figure mine out?
Yes.
Okay.
We will do it. Okay. That's coming up. Mason in Ireland, 7:10.
Well, we're doing 2 o'clock call
today.
Oh, 2 o'clock
call of the day,
too, right?
Right.
Are we calling Ruben?
Yeah. I think he'll call in.
Yeah, okay. Ruben will call. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN for 2 o'clock call of the day. Darvin is out. Who's in? How do you feel about that Redick concept? The idea of J.J. Redick becoming the head coach of the Lakers. 877-710-ESPN. Mason in Ireland, 710-ESPN. Hey, it's 2 o'clock call of the day.